Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the podcast. I was having some deep thoughts today. I want to share them with you. Uh-oh. Watch out. Watch out. Sam's got some deep thoughts. Yeah, I can be a deep person. So, you know, this podcast is for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, the individual who wants to create a lifetime of Saturdays. But there's only one lifetime. And that's kind of what I was thinking today. And this isn't just today. Like, this is the stuff that keeps me up at night. How short life is. How many times, gang, do I talk about end of life on this podcast? A million times. Like, I talk about it constantly. I'm obsessed with death. Not from a morbid sense, but from that urgency. Like, we gotta get everything done. But let's say you have a great day. Like, you accomplished everything on your schedule today. Okay? Okay, then what? What about tomorrow? But does that stuff drive you crazy, or is it just me? Like, let's say in business, okay, you have your best month ever. You crush it. Let's say you made more last month than you made last year. Something like that. You know, which, by the way, happens a lot in the entrepreneurial world. Like, people will have an entire year's worth of revenue in 1 month. It happened to me in 1 hour. Spoke from stage one time and sold $150,000 in 90 minutes. And I've never made that much in my life in a job in 1 year, ever. Like, ever. So, and I remember, this is kind of what I'm talking about. So I remember it was at the LA Marriott by LAX. And I remember after I spoke, hung out. It was just a crazy environment. It was like 800-900 people there. It was magical. I mean, that's all I can describe, just magical. And so I took all the order forms with me and I went to the hotel bar. I was staying down the street, out of the Westin or something like that. I don't even know. Anyway, and I was having a Guinness and a cheeseburger. And I remember looking at all of these order forms, 150 of them at 1,000 a pop. And it was euphoric for 15 minutes. And I'm not even getting, like, 15 minutes. I was like, oh, wow. Like, this doesn't even compute in my mind that I could make this much money in 90 minutes, you know? And all these new clients that I never met prior to 2 hours ago, all brand new client, like, everything was amazing. But I remember as soon as I had that feel, I remember coming down, and I'm going someplace with this message. I think you know where we're going with the message, right? Purpose in your life. Like, what is it all about? Why are we even here? And I remember sitting in the bar, drinking a Guinness, having a cheeseburger, looking at this new revenue amount, thinking, now what do I do? Like, what do you do for an encore? And I know the immediate thought is, well, you serve the client. Of course you do. And the immediate thought is you give gratitude. Thank God. Yep, did that. Thank you, God. No idea why you blessed me like this, but I gladly receive it. I think one of the reasons, and I'm not saying why I got blessed and someone else didn't, but I think this was year seven, going into year seven of my journey. So, you know, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck and end up landing, you know, on this stage. So that was pretty wild. That was a lesson too. 7 years in, like, that's a pretty good runway, you know, long takeoff to get that thing in the air. But I remember going back to my room and then waking up the next morning. And the next morning was even more hollow of a feeling than that night, because then I'm just like, okay, now what do I do? Oh, I catch a flight back home. All right. And it's like a 4-hour flight back home from LA. And I remember I was connected to the Wi-Fi. I just started inputting all the order forms. And the guy next to me is like, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, by the way, my name's John. I'm like, hey, John, I'm Sam. Good to meet you. What do you do for a living? I see you putting those order form after order forms. You got a stack of those things. I said, yeah, there's like 150 of them here. He goes, how much are they a piece? I go, $100,000. He goes, And you can see him doing the math. And he goes, what do you do? I said, I'm a speaker. I sell podcast coaching from stage. He's like, oh, how long did you talk for? Was this like a four-day event? I said, no, I talked for an hour. Well, an hour and a half. And he just happened to be a speaker as well. He said, my mind's blown. I'm speaking at an event. I'm coming back. And I got paid $5,000 for the same amount of time that you made 150. I'm like, yeah. No, I get it, dude. That's why I tell every speaker, speak for free. Don't take the paid part. Take the free route. Now, if you can do both, get paid up front and sell from stage, well, sure, do that. But I'd much rather speak for free to an audience than get paid a keynote and not be able to sell from stage. But anyway, we had a great conversation. He took my name and number. He connected with me on Facebook. I remember he sent me a few messages asking for, you know, a couple of, I think, tidbits of advice. I don't know what to tell the guy. It's not like I was this, you know, famous world-renowned speaker. I just tell him what I knew. Like, hey, man, this is what I did. And I think he just said, nah, it just sounds too simple. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's me, Simple Sam. I'd like to keep things simple. Trust me, dude, I'm not going to, like, challenge you intellectually. So I don't know what you're looking for. This is what I did. I had like five slides and here you go. So, but why are we here? That's the stuff that keeps me awake at night. And how long do we do this for? You know, I always say I'm never retiring. I would never retire. Like, that's when I definitely would go insane. What would I do? Golf. Okay. I like to play golf. I remember playing golf. I shot the lowest round of my life, the summer of 22. It was the fall of 22. I shot a 77. All right, which for me, five over par is ridiculous. I shot one under on the back nine. And then I played like the next 4 days, couldn't get anywhere near that. And I was completely frustrated. Like, where did my goal? Why can't I get there again? Sometimes you can never get there again. Like, you can never get to the top again. Sometimes you exceed it, you know, and go way beyond in business, life, sports, whatever that looks like. And then I remember I played so much in that period, I just was tired of it. And there, believe it or not, there was mornings I woke up in that season and said, yeah, I don't even really feel like playing. I've played too much. So I think of retirement, yeah, I might golf every day, but what? Then what? Okay, I'm done. I play with all the old guys from 8 in the morning till 11. And then what do I do the rest of my day? Come home, take a nap, watch Jeopardy? You know what I mean? So this whole thing is there's got to be something that drives you in this one life that will pull you out of bed, keep you excited, keep you going, so you're not just sitting around binging Netflix all day, thinking about, you know, well, yeah, I've got 10 more years left. You know, I don't know. And I guess the overarching answer and the obvious answer is, for me, and maybe you feel this way as well, it lies in Jesus Christ. Like, that's where it lies. Because if you believe that this 70-some years or 80-some years that you live on earth is just part of an eternal life, well, then it's good. Then it's like, oh, man, not only do I get to be welcomed in the kingdom of heaven by God, it's eternal life. You know, if you did not have that to hold on to, my God, what else would there be? You know, and this is not a podcast. I talk about my faith. I'm very bold in my faith. You get that, right? I believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Holy Trinity. I believe in all and in salvation, everything. But I'm not here to convert you to that. I'm just saying my thoughts are. Would love to know yours as well. Hit me up, man. Send me your deep thoughts via email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Let me know if you have these same kind of thoughts. How do you find purpose and meaning in a life that's so short? You know, maybe you're 75. Maybe you're looking at it in a much shorter lens than I am. I'm 55, I'll be 56 in a few months. And I'm thinking, damn, I got 20 years, 25, 30, maybe? Maybe? Where's the purpose and the meaning that I need to hold on to that? It lies in Christ. Thank God for that. But I'm human just like you are. And I would be a complete phony, hypocrite, complete idiot if I sat here and said, I don't still, even though I know and I believe in eternal life, I still am not agitated regularly about how much more can I do. I need to do more. I need to do bigger stuff, meaningful stuff, not bigger money-wise, bigger purposeful stuff. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm always seeking, searching, trying to find new challenges out there. I'm not afraid of any kind of a challenge at all, a new venture, anything like that, it's got to be congruent with what I believe, you know, not chasing money. I get so many emails like you do every day soliciting this, try this, you'll make this much in 90 days, 60 days. My friend made $1 million last month, all that crap. All right, not interested, zero interest in any of that. It's got to have purpose and meaning to it. And I also, thank God, I found this medium some 18 years ago, podcasting. This is what fills my cup. This is why I teach other people to do this, because when you have an outlet where you can share your thoughts, tell a story, solve a problem, teach a lesson, man, without this here, I'd be in an insane asylum. They'd wrap me in a jacket, put me in a rubber room, and I'd be bouncing off the walls without a podcast, because this outlet saved my life. You know, it launched a business. Yeah, that was all cool and stuff. Very grateful for that. But it gave me the purpose. I don't know what I would do if podcasting was never invented. I'd just be yelling in my living room. So I wanted to share this message with you completely off the cuff, literally just hit record and start talking and see if it resonates with you, you know. And I'll say it again, shoot me an email. Would love to hear from the listeners. What are your thoughts? How do you give your day meaning, purpose, and find the passion? And did you ever have your biggest win of your life wake up the next morning and say, now what? Now what do I do? Like, where do I go from here? I can't go any higher. Can't get any better than that. That was the best it's ever going to get. Anywho, just thoughts sharing on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it so much. Would you do me a favor? Would you leave a rating on iTunes? I read every one of them. I love reading them. It helps amazing people like you find the show as well. If you go to iTunes, wherever you download the podcast, just leave it a 5-star rating. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's go, gang. Say it with me. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.